Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Deshaun Amira. He is the CEO and founder of Maven Hair Extensions, an offline to online retail solution for the salon industry. Maven is a technology company reshaping traditional distribution models of selling hair. And Deshaun, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, can you share your background before you started Maven to kick things off today?
So I spent a lot of time I lived in China for a couple of years, and I got into, after college, I went out there to teach English, and I ended up getting into importing and exporting products. And I've done that entrepreneurially since 2003. That eventually led to me importing hair extensions for a family member of mine who's a hairstylist, and that kind of led me down the entire rabbit hole of the world of hair extensions, hair salons, and African-American beauty supply products.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, and thanks for sharing that. Now, taking that even further, why did you decide to get into the hair business?
So actually, it's a combination of things, you know, a combination of both having a really unique background that in supply chain that fit into where I saw the problem was in this industry, but also it was also pretty personal for me culturally in the African-American community. There's about $9 billion of black beauty supply products that are purchased, and African-Americans own less than 5% of all the beauty supply stores that sell those products. It's primarily Korean owned. So if you were to go into all these hair salons in the black community, they don't retail any products. Customers go and they buy their hair extensions, for example, from beauty supply stores, and then they'll bring them over to the hair salon for the stylist to install for them. And I wanted more of those dollars to be captured by the stylists who are in the community who are using and consuming these products, and they didn't have money for inventory or, you know, connections to buy supply for these things. And so what I saw was an opportunity to create infrastructure to help stylists sell products without burdening them with all of the cost of inventory and inventory management. And so that's what we set out to do. And today it's 50,000 hairstylists across the country who are empowered by our platform to make money.
And after sharing that information, that certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, if you would explain how your brand is supporting community growth, specifically with women of color.
So, you know, the entire business was focused around economic inclusion. You know, what I saw was, you know, African-American women who were buying, you know, $5 to $6 billion of hair extensions were not anywhere part of the supply chain or the value chain for this, for the products. And so what we've done is we give every hairstylist her own e-commerce website that is stocked with all of the Maven products. She can have all her customers buy products from her website. Maven will do all the shipping and delivery, all the customer service. We guarantee all the products. And then we pay the stylist 20% of every sale. And so over the past 5 years, I think we've paid out over $15 million in commissions to stylists.
And that is absolutely phenomenal. Actually speechless, to be truthful. Today we're joined by Deshaun Amira, CEO and founder of Maven Hair Extensions, an offline to online retail solution for the salon industry. And Maven is a technology company reshaping traditional distribution models of selling hair. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Deshaun, why did you create the free install program, and how is it different from anything else out there in the market today?
Yeah, so what we've done now is we've actually launched an incredibly new and disruptive new service here into the market. for those that don't know how it works, typically a customer will, a woman will buy her hair extensions. That'll cost maybe $200, $250. There's then the process of going to the hair salon and getting those extensions put in, and that normally costs $250. So all in, a customer is paying, you know, $400 to $500 for this entire thing, and they're doing that maybe 3-4 times a year. What we've done now is leveraged our stylist network to create an even better value proposition for customers and stylists. So now, as a customer, you could come to Maven directly, and if you buy hair from us, you can also search our directory of stylists in your zip code. You can see pictures of their work, star ratings, et cetera, reviews. And if you pick any one of those stylists to do your hair, Maven will cover 100% of the service cost. Maven is able to do that because we've went to all of our stylists and we've said, hey, for your excess capacity, right, the hours in your day when you don't have clients, we'd like to buy that time from you at a discount. And so the stylists are giving us a really steep discount on those empty chair hours. And Maven is covering that cost for the customer. And for the stylist, it's a plus for her because we're driving brand new business to that customer, I mean, to that stylist. So she's making even more money by getting more clients, and customers are getting like the deal of a lifetime. So we're really excited about it. We launched it in February, and it's been the fastest growing business in our business since the inception of the company. It's absolutely taking off.
Deshaun, it's quite impressive what you've been able to create here and how you're helping the community, and I really appreciate your taking the time to introduce Maven Hair Extensions to the audience and all that's going on. In conclusion today, what is your advice to other brands and founders seeking funding from your experience? I'd love to hear your take on that.
I think it's really important. If you're seeking funding, you know, first make sure that I think you have a lot of confidence yourself in the business model that you're looking to finance. And typically that means you've found a way to get out there and actually generate some sales, generate demand, and validate that this is actually something that a lot of people want and a lot of people are willing to pay for. I think nowadays there's a big rush because there's a lot of money being invested. I think there's a big rush in for founders to just come up with an idea and then go straight to, okay, I want to go raise some money. You really want to put yourself through the rigorous challenge of figuring out how to get the minimum viable product out there into the market to just validate and test that everybody wants it before you go out and raise. That is going to give you a tremendous amount of confidence, and ultimately that's what investors are looking for. They're looking for someone else to give them confidence in a new business model. So, and then from there, just figuring out how to go raise money, I think is pretty, you know, it's pretty step by step. You're just going to go try and meet all the right people, ask all the right questions, and you'll get in front of investors eventually. And when you do, you just want to be ready and you want to be validated and you want to be confident. And that comes from actual sales.
Certainly do appreciate that advice and conclusion. And certainly, again, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on Maven Hair Extensions and the free install option there. Where can they get further details online?
Yeah, you can go to maven.com. That's M as in Mary, AYVENN.com to learn more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Maven Hair, MayvenHair on Instagram. And you can learn everything there is going on through those two portals.
And of course, we'll add links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Deshaun, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the platform as well. Appreciate it, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Deshaun Amira, CEO and founder of Maven Hair Extensions, an offline to online retail solution for the salon industry. And for all the details, simply visit maven.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.